Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan opposite Jericho, saying, command the sons of Israel that they give to the Levites from the inheritance of their possession cities to live in. And you shall give to the Levites pasture lands around the cities. The cities shall be theirs to live in. And their pasture lands shall be for their cattle, and for their equipment, and for all their other animals. The pasture lands of the cities, which you are to give to the Levites, shall extend from the wall of the city outward 1,000 cubits around. You shall also measure outside the city on the east side, 2,000 cubits on the south side, 2,000 cubits on the west side, 2,000 cubits on the north side, 2,000 cubits with the city in the center.
To the sons of Israel and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall select for yourself cities to be your cities of refuge, so that the one who commits manslaughter by killing a person unintentionally may flee there. Cities shall serve you as a refuge from the avenger, so that the one who commits manslaughter does not die until he stands before the congregation for trial. So the cities which you are to provide shall be 6 cities of refuge for you. You shall provide 3 cities across the Jordan, and 3 cities in the land of Canaan. They are to be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be a refuge for the sons of Israel, for the stranger, and for the foreigner.
struck him with an iron object so that he died. He is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. And if he struck him with a stone in the head, by which he would die. And as a result, he did die. He is a murderer. The murderer must be put to death. Or if he struck him with a wooden object in the head, by which he would die. And as a result, he did die. He is a murderer. The murder must be put to death. The blood of or he threw something at him with malicious intent, and as a result he died. Or if he struck him with his hand with hostility, and as a result he died. The one who struck him must be put to death. He is a murderer.
Without hostility, or threw any object at him without malicious intent, or had any deadly stone, and without looking, he dropped it on him so that he died. While he was not his enemy, nor was he seeking to harm him. Then the congregation shall judge between the one who fatally struck the victim and the blood avenger in accordance with these ordinances. And the congregation shall save the one who committed manslaughter from the hand of the blood avenger. And the congregation shall return to his city of refuge to which he fled, and he shall live in it until the death of the high priest, who was anointed with the holy oil. Because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the one who committed manslaughter may return to the land of his property. These things shall be a statutory ordinance for you throughout your generations, in all your dwelling places. If anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses. But no person shall be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. Moreover, you shall not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who is condemned to death. Return to live in the land before the death of the priest. you shall not defile the land in which you live, in the midst of which I dwell. For I, the Lord, am dwelling in the midst of the sons of Israel.